listening to the Rogue Gallery with your host, Bobby Rogue.
This is Bobby Rogue, and welcome to LowdownRadio.com. And this is another special 87 degrees in San Francisco, November 4th, 2010 edition of the Rogue Gallery. As with me always, they don't call him the best play-by-play guy for nothing. Carlos, what's up, man?
And you know what? That's a good idea, man. We should watch like a sporting event or something and do our play-by-play. But what's up, Bobby? It's good to be back on the Rogue Gallery. I can't believe it's 87 degrees because it was like 40 degrees and raining all day over here in Virginia. So,
well, that's because I don't live there. And if Bobby Rogue doesn't live there, obviously you're not going to get fantastic weather like we do here in the wonderful city of San Francisco.
Oh, the one day it's fantastic, because if I remember right, it's always raining over there too.
I don't recall, but I'll give you that. So I got to tell you, man, I want to talk about a beverage. And like everybody beverages are the best. And everybody knows that when you spell the words Bobby Rogue, there's a couple of letters in there that are just awesome. Like a B, like the E's, two E's, an R. You put that together, spells beer. If you cannot hear my excitement over the airwaves, beer with capital letters, you nerds out there, computer geeks. I scream for beer like I screamed for desserts when I was a little kid. And I got to tell you, man, beer in the U.S. is becoming so, so popular now.
I mean, hasn't it always been?
Well, yeah, but, you know, back in the days, you know, you would drink your Budweiser's, your Miller Genuine Drafts. You know, for those old people in the 70s and early 80s, you drink Schlitz, you know.
Where I grew up, it was called Old Style. You used to get a 24-pack of Old Style for like $4.99.
And, you know, when I was a kid, I drank that disgusting stuff. And then, of course, in high school, I upgraded to malt liquor, Old English, Mickey's, you know, the classics. But, you know, now that I'm a little bit older, I kind of like the foo-foo stuff. Foo-foo. So,
what's foo-foo about beer?
Well, you know, it's almost like a wine list now. You know, you've got your Belgiums, you've got your particular brands. You know, in the old days, I would say somebody can go up to the liquor store, park their car, bust out a six-pack, and be out of there in 2 or 3 minutes. I think nowadays, you know, you walk up to a beer aisle, you're kind of staring at it, and I think everybody's favorite words to their buddies is, "What do you want to get?" You know? And I should have called a marketing agency, and I should have, you know, maybe sold that tagline to them, because it's kind of like the, you know, the cell phone "Can you hear me now" thing. You know, instead, you're standing in front of the beer aisle and saying, "Hey, what do you want to get?" And I know guys always do that. It's all about what do you want to get. So, man, there's just some good beers out there. You know, my personal favorite right now that I'm drinking is a Kona Lager beer. That is the Cat's Meow. Meow. How about you, Carlos? What are you drinking?
Well, over the summer, I always drink Sam Adams Summer Ale. That's my poison for the summertime.
Do you drink that because it's called Summer Ale?
Do I drink it? No, I just drink it because that's the only time it's out, is during the summer.
Bottle or draft?
Oh, well, of course, draft, dude. But, I mean, you got to take the bottles where you can get them. In fact, they were still selling Summer Ale at a grocery store up until about the first week of October.
I had to racked up.
Oh, yeah, we did. But you know what was funny is it says right on the box that you're not best if drunk by October or whatever. So we were right at the date, and we could actually taste the difference. It started tasting kind of crappy, to be real honest. And they had like two more cases of it after I saw that one that I bought. And I didn't buy it because I was like, well, this might not taste as good as I had hoped it would taste. But right now I'm drinking Blue Moon. That's kind of the beer that's going to take me through the wintertime, I think.
That's a nice one.
My most favorite beer of all time, though, is a British beer called John Smith's, which you can't get here in the States. At least I haven't been able to find a place where you can get it here in the States yet. But top-notch British bitter. Awesome beer. I love it. It goes down so smooth, and can't wait to drink another one of those.
Not to mention the fact he hooked up with Pocahontas. Point of clarification, you said drunk by. So you need to drink the beer and be drunk by a certain time, or you meant a date?
Oh, well, a little bit of both. A little bit of both. So, yeah, I mean, John Smith is my stuff. Sam Adams during the summer, Blue Moon during the winter. But, you know, when I'm out in California, in fact, when I lived in California, and I think you probably remember this very well when we were out there, Widmer Heffenweizen, hands down, my favorite beer out in the land of California.
I have to agree. Widmer is a very nice beer, old school beer, little lemon wedge in there, nice cold glass. That was pretty cool.
Well, you know, the interesting part about the lemon wedge is we found a place over here where I live in Virginia. I had never found a place that actually has Widmer on draft until there's this place called the Bungalow Ale House. And they have Widmer on draft. And instead of putting a lemon in it, which I'm used to, they put an orange in it, like what they do with Shock Tops and Blue Moons and everything. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah. I don't know why. You know, I'm partial to the lemons. In fact, a lot of times if they get me a Blue Moon, I tell them to give me a lemon with it, and they just kind of give me that weird look. But, you know, it just goes back to my days of drinking Heffenweizen.
Yeah, the lemons are good. I like the oranges too, but you're right. I like the oranges only if it's a Belgian, like a Blue Moon or started messing around with a Hoegaarden. That, you know, on the bottle, if you're American, it's actually spelled Hoegaarden, but it's really pronounced Hoegaarden. That's a pretty good one. And the Hefs, man, those are always great. You know, I started messing around. I think I first started drinking it with you, you know, lo and behold, during a wrestling event, we were pounding Shock Tops.
Oh, yeah. We drank a lot of Shock Tops that day watching Survivor Series last November. In fact, that was almost a year ago to the day, which, by the way,
yeah.
Lowdown Radio's first year anniversary is coming up very soon, so hopefully we'll have a special show lined up. But anyways, yeah, we were drinking Shock Tops that day, and I think, if I remember correctly, we started with some Gordon Biersch that started the 9-hour day extravaganza of drinking beer.
Yeah, I was completely sober. somebody got lost and blamed it on me. I don't know who that was.
I don't know what you're referring to. I don't like to reveal my sources.
Let's call your wife, buddy.
That was a problem I did. That's why I was blaming you.
Hey, but you know what? Here's another cool thing about beer is that every time I travel somewhere, I always put it into direct correlation with a beer that I've had. So, for instance, if I've gone to Miami, I like to drink a Presidente. If I'm in Mexico, I mess around with a Modelo. If I'm in a year part of town, I like to sometimes mess around with the good old Yingling lager.
Yeah, I remember every time you come over here, you like to get that case of Yingling.
I always got to get a six-pack of Yingling because it's Yingalish, Yingling, Yingling, Yingling. I don't know. What else can I say about that?
Yeah, no, Yingling's pretty good. I mean, it took me a little bit to get used to it, but every time we get a case and you take off and I have Yingling left, I'll definitely drink it. All this beer talk makes me want to drink one of the Blue Moons that are sitting in my fridge right now, but it's a little late over here, so probably going to wait for that for the weekend. But yeah, Yingling's pretty good. Shock Top is a favorite of mine out here. Definitely the Heffenweizens. Yeah, but I'm not really sure. East Coast beers, I haven't really got into a whole lot more of East Coast beers, so maybe I have to partake a little bit more in those.
How about, have you ever, skipped the meal and said, screw it, I'm just going to take down a Boddington's?
Boddington's is good. Boddington. In fact, I'm surprised you know about Boddington's. So where do you get Boddington's at over there?
Oh, man, tall yellow can, and you got to freaking let it sit for a half hour.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing. You haven't drank Boddington's until you drink one on draft, man. There's nothing like it. Boddington's is way better on draft. Man, it's so good. And even like a Guinness, when I was living in England and we were drinking, and I'm not a Guinness drinker, at least I won't drink Guinness out of a can, but get a Guinness on draft out in England, man, it's so, so smooth, man. I would drink those all day.
Those sound good. You know what I've been messing with lately, you know, and I'm not a wussy to all the on-air listeners, but, Beck's Light. Really? Kind of tastes pretty good, dude. You know, 64 calories for those of you that are watching your hourglass figure. But it's good stuff.
You know, I'm not who makes Beck's? Is that a European beer?
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be international now.
I'm not really partial to many of the traditional American beers anymore, you know, Miller, Budweiser, and any of that kind of stuff. I just, you know, I don't dig it. I just can't drink it. It just doesn't taste really good for me. I'd rather go for something like, you know, Widmer, Hefeweizen, or, you know, Blue Moon or something. But, you know, send me to a microbrew, you know, something like Gordon Biersch or BJ's out in California.
BJ's. That's pretty good.
BJ's is really good, even though the
name is... BJ's.
Yeah, there's so many ways to take that one, but yeah, BJ's has some really good beer out there. I'd like to go there every time I go visit my in-laws when I go out to California. They're really, really good beer over there. So,
you know, we should have the fans go and post and tell us to recommend some beers that we need to have. You know, now I know you've been here and you visited and stuff, but have I ever introduced you to a Allagash White? That's a beer that I love drinking out here.
I don't think so. That doesn't sound familiar. So
I have to
check that out next time I head out.
Oh, it's really, really awesome. It's a heavy Belgian beer. It's really good. The only problem is that it's not from Belgium. It's from Portland, Maine. And the other thing that pisses me off is that for a 4-pack, I got to pay like $12 for it. But it is awesome.
Right. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Pretty good. I'll have to check it out.
How about Sam Smith? I'm assuming the brother of John Smith. They make an oatmeal stout. Have you ever had that?
Sam Smith oatmeal stout. No, I haven't. Have you checked out any of these pumpkin beers that have been floating around the Halloween time?
I did mess around with pumpkin spice a couple of years ago, and I've got to say it was pretty fantastic.
Pumpkin spice. Who makes that one?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to have to say it's a common one. It's a common one. Man, why can't I remember? It's, you know what? I think it's the makers of like the Nevada Pale Ales. I think they come out with a pumpkin spice. Mm-hmm. Or it could be Sam Adams, too, that may bust out with some sort of, holiday brew.
Well, even Sam Adams Oktoberfest is really good, too. So I can drink. I definitely don't mind drinking that stuff.
It is my dream to one day attend Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that. I didn't get the chance to do that when I was living out there. So,
there's a friend of mine who has an opportunity to live in Germany, and I'm rooting for him so I can come in and visit.
I wonder who that may be.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to get back overseas, and we're trying to go to Germany, and really looking forward to being able to do that kind of stuff.
Do they have GQ magazine over there?
I think they have Naked Women in GQ magazine over there.
Oh, get out of here. That's awesome. So do you think you're gonna have to wear a bow tie when you go back to Europe every day to work?
No, not that I wore bow ties to begin with, but no.
Well, you have to tell everybody cheerio.
Now, you know what's funny is British people don't really speak that way. It's not the typical, the stereotypical British. They have really pretty cool accents, and they even have different types of accents, just like in the U.S. between a northern accent and a southern accent, or you know, whatever, they have the same kind of thing. There's a northern accent and a southern accent, and as you live there, you start to pick up on the differences and the nuances between them.
If I was out there, I would drink a beer, and then once I got a nice little tipsy-ish on me, I would look at those people and say, look at that wanker.
Yeah. They got a lot of different words for stuff out there. You'd be really surprised on the amount of words that mean different stuff, even though it's the same word.
You know, I also got some friends out here that they like to drink chocolate stouts. I never messed with it because it reminded me of a Boddington's, but any experience with the chocolate beer?
No, I don't think so. When I was living out there, we drank John Smith's, we drank Boddington's, we drank Tetley's. In fact, I'm drinking water out of a pint of a pint glass of Carling.
That's pretty cool.
You know, Heineken is there. Heineken's so good when you go to into proper Europe. Heineken on draft is awesome.
That's got to taste so good, yeah. Ice cold. Because yeah, Heineken's do go down nicely.
Yeah, Heineken's on draft really cold and really good. So you have to check that out if you head out there.
That's a nice one. And you know, I guess last but not least, I got to give a shout out to my namesake, Rogue Beer.
Do they really have a beer called Rogue?
They do have a Rogue Beer.
That's funny.
It whispers at me every time I'm going down the aisles of BevMo.
That's hilarious, man. I have to check one of those out.
I say hi to it.
Say hi, Rogue Beer. Nice to see you again.
Yep. Man, there's just so much beer. You know, we can go on and on and on and on and on. But if I was to pick one, I would say go out and try the Oligosh, and definitely, you know, the classic, the Widmer Hef. How about you?
Well, of course, like I said, John Smith's number one. I would have to probably say Heffenweizen would be my number two. Widmer Heffenweizen.
Hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Hopefully, your wife will listen to this podcast and she knows what to buy you for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully.
As the audience also heard, our anniversary is coming up. We will have a special edition of Lowdown Radio and Rogue Gallery. But go ahead and please send all your electronic gift card correspondences to myself and to Carlos via our email contact page.
Yeah, make sure you visit lowdownradio.com. Leave a comment on this post to let us know what your favorite beer is, and maybe we'll talk about it. So,
beer me, and we're out. Good night, America.
This has been a Lowdown Radio production. To listen to all of our shows, please visit our website at lowdownradio.com.